This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rex Tillerson's the guy from Secretary of State. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. America Tonight. We knew this was days in the making, that the name of the Exxon CEO had circulated. So I don't think it's necessarily a shock. Pretty much Trump was picking, I think, Tillerson almost from the beginning, but did the obligatory interview of some others. So he tweeted it out, talked about it, and now we'll see if Tillerson gets approved ultimately by the Senate. Because, you know, they have that confirmation hearing deal in between those that are nominated and those that are ultimately accepted. And he may find himself in the crosshairs with a couple of people. Already we know there's been some balking, even among a few Republicans. It's a great question to ask. Do you necessarily look at somebody who's successfully run a company, a billionaire, in an administration that's unorthodox, to be sure, because this is something completely different? So does somebody like Rex Tillerson, does he fit the bill for Secretary of State? I think we have someone from Talk Media News on with us, maybe Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, who I'm sure has some thoughts on Tillerson. Were you stunned by the Tillerson announcement or not, Bob?
Oh, absolutely, Kate. I predicted Romney wouldn't get it. I knew that day one. And I thought it would be either Huntsman, former, you know, ambassador to China, or really for sure Senator Corker of Tennessee, who would have been confirmed in about 10 seconds. That's what I thought. Tillerson was a complete shock to me.
Yeah, so what do you make of the Tillerson deal? I mean, just a pal of Trump's who has experience, or what?
I think that's what it has to be. I mean, I don't know what, you know, credentials. Would he know a foreign entity? Sure, in his position, you know, as an oil company executive. What scares me to death is supposedly the second person, which is going to be John Bolton, former ambassador, is going to be number
wow.
two.
Wow.
And, you know, John Bolton is just dying to start a war somewhere, maybe even multiple wars. And I always said John Bolton's the type that would bomb Canada just in case they get out of control 50 years from now.
Yeah, that's not good.
I met privately with him twice, by the way, Kate.
And what was he like?
Seriously scary. He came to my office because of Iran and wanted to talk, you know, with me. And I knew what he was doing because he didn't like my position, which was under the moderate Khatami government. Remember when the president came in before Ahmadinejad was just crazy. But remember
yes.
the president before him?
Yes.
Right. And there was some reaching out to us, and Bolton came in because, you know, he didn't want that done. And Bolton has had a very skewered history. So I don't know. You're looking at Bolton, who was ambassador to the United Nations under Bush. So is he going to be a guiding force with Tillerson? I don't know. I think this is one that could come back to, you know, cause some problems. But I just thought an oil company exec wasn't a real good fit. I don't
yeah.
know anything about the man.
I agree with you. I know somebody that worked for him, said he was a nice dude, said he's a nice guy, nice boss, had lavish parties, they made money, there's no question about it, but come on, and listen, it's got to be about some experience on that, and some depth
right.
in that cabinet, and of all this.
And I predict you, I'm sorry, I didn't mean,
go ahead.
I didn't mean
go
to
ahead.
Step on you.
Yeah.
I also just, I can't stress enough, Bolton is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
An absolute nightmare.
Yeah, I agree. And there's better, so there's much better people to pick. I mean, even if it's outside the box and not someone who is a pure politician. So I have to say, I think there's some big mistakes happening in those two areas. How about this Russian hackers deal? The Russian hackers breached the accounts of some Republicans and organizations before the election now. They're talking about this. What's the scoop with Russia and hackers and all this stuff that's being played out?
Well, first of all, our intelligence agencies aren't capable of much at all. I mean, I have zero faith in them since the day I voted, which was the mistake of my lifetime. The day I voted because we had weapons of mass destruction and we needed to go into Iraq. I mean, and our intelligence agencies, it amazes me that they're leaking this, you know, secret report that, yes, Russia influenced the election. Now, Russian hackers is very, very possible. I highly doubt that Putin ordered, someone to elect Trump. And, you know, I mean, it's okay to look at it. You know, McCain, of course, and Lindsey Graham, McCain doesn't like Trump, so he's all aboard on this thing and says he doesn't understand, you know, what Trump's saying. Now, Trump can't interfere in his election, and Kellyanne Conway, his campaign manager, said he won't, but I don't know, Kate. As far as the, now, I don't think that the Russians told Hillary Clinton to avoid the key states like Michigan, Pennsylvania. I don't think they really did that. And I don't think the Russians told Comey to go after Hillary Clinton. I mean, there's a lot of things, you know, I think it's a little bit overrated that the Russians, you know, through the WikiLeaks actually sort of steered this election, you know. But, I mean, they can go ahead and find out. But John McCain's talking about this great big long thing that's going to go on ad nauseum. So at the end of the day, I think it's just probably all going to kind of blow up.
Yeah. Most important question I'm going to ask you, who cares about the whole Secretary of State stuff? And I mean, this is really the most important thing. Did you know the NFL is adding dodgeball to the Pro Bowl?
What?
Did you play dodgeball?
Oh, look, I entered high school at 4'10", 87 pounds. I was the dodgeball.
I was.
I'll be darned. You've got to be, I didn't know this.
Yeah, they're going to have a skills challenge that includes dodgeball. I hated dodgeball. I had welts on my back from dodgeball.
You know, I was hit all the time. I can't stand it. To this day, I hated it. You know, I didn't even want to be picked for a team. Wow, I did not know that.
Maybe they can play dodgeball. Maybe they can play dodgeball in the White House if they get bored.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Don't give Trump any ideas. You never know.
All right, let's have a dodgeball team. I love it. All right, so Bob, you and I will never be on the same team then. We have to find other players if we go through with any kind of dodgeball plans. All right, always fun to talk to you, Bob Ney. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So how about that? It's true, what I just said to Bob. The NFL is adding dodgeball. Yeah, it's a skills challenge that they're adding to the Pro Bowl. You know, I think there's just this effort to get people engaged. And maybe, I thought first of all, I thought the schools were so politically correct that we had to give everyone a medal, a ribbon, tell them they were all great and they were participating. And we couldn't have dodgeball in schools anymore because people didn't like getting hit with the dodgeballs. They thought it was too mean, and they stopped the whole dodgeball deal. So now it's going to be actually highlighted at the Pro Bowl. I just can't wait. I have to admit, and maybe this is the beauty of it, I have to admit I'm pretty interested to see who's going to hit who with the dodgeballs and what that's going to look like. All right, speaking of football, did anybody nail the score in that low-scoring Cowboy-Giants game on Sunday night? We're going to talk about that. Plus, hail to the new chief here on America Tonight.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible. so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Trump everywhere. 36 days and counting to the inauguration. Time for Hail to the Chief, Twitter style. Here's the latest greatest from Donald Trump. 37 minutes ago, he said, I'm going to hold a press conference in the near future to discuss the business, cabinet picks, and all topics of interest. Busy times. Before that, he tweeted, presidency, two of my children, Don and Eric, plus executives will manage them. No new deals will be done during my, he put, term, with an apostrophe, not apostrophe, with an S off to the side in office. Then he also tweeted out, even though I am not mandated by law to do so, I will be leaving my businesses before January 20th so that I can focus full time on the presidency. Interesting. So if you go to the archive, and there is a Trump Twitter archive, believe it or not, I was looking at some of them just a short while ago. So some of the biggest hits that have been leveled at people, of course, not a good buddy of Rosie O'Donnell's. He says, I feel sorry for Rosie's new partner in love, whose parents are devastated at the thought of their daughter being with Rosie, a true loser. Oh, he tweeted that way back when, however. This is the archives, remember? So we're going back years on that, like 2011. Here was one during the campaign, though, from Bernie about Bernie Sanders. He said, there is no longer a Bernie Sanders political revolution. He's turning out to be a weak and somewhat pathetic figure. Wants it all to end. And then
one of his favorite, I think one of his favorite things to say, I guess, is people who don't have a clue. So President Obama doesn't have a clue. Elizabeth Warren doesn't have a clue. David Brooks doesn't have a clue. Mitt Romney doesn't have a clue. Mitt Romney got him back and then said nice things about him when he wasn't picked as Secretary of State. Hillary Clinton has no clue. Jeb Bush has no clue. S.E. Cupp doesn't have a clue, although she's a big fan of Donald Trump's. So, interesting. His tweets are definitely some of the most, certainly some of the most retweeted tweets, and certainly some of the most provocative slash interesting at times tweets. That's why 17.2 million people follow him on Twitter. You know what's interesting? He's tweeted 34,000 tweets. He is following only 40 people. So he's got 17.2 million followers, right? Which, of course, makes sense because people want to know what he's saying, right? But as for who he's following, it's pretty interesting. Not very many people. I mean, could you even, I would wonder if any of you could even venture to guess who Trump follows. I mean, who would you think he would follow? His own family? I don't know. People that he knows from business? Who do you think would be on his Twitter feed? It's always a weird deal when you talk about that, because people are, it's funny, people in the real world are quick to follow all kinds of people, and sometimes they don't even really know much about them, whereas in the case of someone uber famous, like a Donald Trump, much more selective, and that makes sense, because then people can pick apart the Twitter feeds of the president-elect and say, well, look who he follows. I mean, for goodness sake. And I think it's just interesting. So really who he follows, his family, Mike Pence, Laura Ingram, that's pretty big for her. The Drudge Report, he follows family, like I mentioned. So that would be Tiffany Trump, and it would be Vanessa Trump, other family members. He also follows Sean Hannity, Ann Coulter, as far as anybody media-ish. Fox and Friends, he follows them. He follows his wife, of course. Geraldo Rivera, that would be somebody in his fast 40. Vince McMahon, hey, a former guest on this show who was great. Gary Player, the Black Knight, golfer, philanthropist, golf course designer and architect, kind of makes sense. Mark Burnett makes sense. Mark Burnett made him a fortune with The Apprentice and The Celebrity Apprentice. Then his own hotels, Trump Charlotte, or golf courses, Trump Charlotte, Trump Hotel Vegas and Chicago, Trump Los Angeles course, Trump Washington, D.C., Mika Brzezinski. He follows Mika Brzezinski, Bill O'Reilly, Joe Scarborough, Greta Van Susteren, Ivanka Trump, of course, Donald Trump Jr., of course, and that's it, pretty much. I mean, that's the people that Trump follows, so he'll look at tweets from them, and that's all. But 17.2 million people will look at his tweets. And, you know, it's funny because if you look at the president, if you look at POTUS, he's got 12.5 million followers. And so that's less than Donald Trump. His tweets, only 328, though, where there's 34,000 for Donald Trump. The people that the current president, soon to be former president, follow include his attorney general, the Chicago Cubs, the National Park Service, NASA, the Chicago Blackhawks, the Bears, the Bulls, Samantha Power, who's the ambassador to the United Nations, the White Sox, the State Department, John Kerry, Anthony Fox, so Secretary of Transportation, the Labor Department, all the departments like Department of Agriculture, etc., Veteran Affairs, Penny Pritzker, who is the Secretary of Commerce, also following Susan Rice, Bill Clinton, Ben Rhodes, Dr. Jill Biden. I mean, you get the idea here. I just think it's interesting to look at who it is. And most of Obama's people are people that work thanks to him. You know, in other words, appointed by the president, the people that were appointed by the president. And he's been on Twitter since June of 2013. So different than the soon-to-be president who's been on Twitter for much, much longer. So the conversation, of course, continues to be, politically speaking, the end of one era and the beginning of another era. And I'm not anti-oil at all. In fact, I would be considered to be pro-oil. I have friends that are in the oil business. I have friends that have toiled away in the oil business, made money, not made money, you know, the name of the game. And when it comes to energy, but I'm not crazy about, I mean, at all about the choice of Rex Tillerson as the Secretary of State. I mentioned some of Trump's choices that I really, really liked. I just think Tillerson is best in the private sector as the CEO of Exxon versus the Secretary of State. Now, he does have ties to Russia. Putin bestowed a high honor on him, the Order of Friendship, and said, you know, he has his work, strengthening cooperation in the energy sector. Senator John McCain said, I have concerns. It's very well known he has a very close relationship with Vladimir Putin. Marco Rubio, who serves on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, that would be the committee that would review a Tillerson nomination, has voiced worries too, saying, here you go, you have somebody who's in tight with Putin. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, said he was optimistic that Trump's nominees would be confirmed by the Senate, but he didn't want to comment on the future nominees as Tillerson. Of course, his wife is being mentioned for, or has been nominated for, a cabinet position, so that makes sense that he would stay out of the opinion business on anybody in the cabinet. All right, stay with us. We've just begun, my friends, here on ATN.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors.
parameters. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's
1-800-441-9833. Fascinating thing. You delight me. Speaking of me, fascinating thing, get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never told before.
All right, so here's the big, bad, burning question on this show. Hey, America. Want to have some fun? Want to shake it up with us here on America Tonight? We do this thing called Nail the Score, our Tuesday and Wednesday show, last segment of our second hour. Not to know anything about football, you just have to be able to pick a side and tell us a score. This time around, the game was the Sunday night game, the Cowboys and the Giants, and boy, everybody picked high. Oh, the numbers were so high. Nobody was even close. That game was a snore fest, unless you like a lot of defense, and unless you're a huge Giants fan, because for the Giants, they swept the Cowboys. The Cowboys coming into the game had only lost to New York, and it was their first game of the season. So now they lose 10-7, and the star quarterback, Dak Prescott, didn't look so good. He wasn't completing half of his passes, finding his guys. He definitely absolutely struggled, and he's been anointed the Messiah, and I think he is incredible, and I don't believe they should have made any kind of a switch, because a lot of people said, oh, put in Tony Romo. So first they don't want Romo in because he's so incredible, then he has a stumble-ish game, and they want to take him out. I think it was smart not to do that, because look, the Cowboys are already in the playoffs. It's just a question of getting home field advantage, and then they would like to get that bye. So they could have had that in their hands, but they walk away with the loss instead. Now the Giants are 9-4, and it makes the playoff scenarios really, really interesting. Somebody who has a vested interest in all of this is Jason Stanek. He is our technical director for this show. Jason, you and I were talking off the air that you are a big football fan and a Vikings fan. So do you think that, well, I think the Vikings go to the playoffs, but you know how that is with wild cards and records and whatnot. How are you feeling about the Vikings?
Well, it's hard to say because of the NFC North right now. With the Lions leading, they're at 9 wins, and now Packers and Vikings are both at 7. The season started out great for the Vikings, of course, and then after week 7, it wasn't looking so hot anymore. But it's really interesting, too, with the Giants beating the Cowboys here, because, of course, it didn't really matter for them. Clearly, you know, the Cowboys are going to win that division, right? So it's tough with this playoff picture. I mean, there's still a shot for the Vikings to take the division. But now with the Giants are at 9 wins now, they're most certainly going to have that one of the wild cards. Grant, we got 3 weeks left, right? So, boy, it's really hard to say. I can't say for sure. I really would hope the Vikings are there, but I can't. There's no way of knowing.
There's no way of knowing. That's the way to put it. Hey, Teddy Bridgewater went down. They get Sam Bradford in a deal with Philadelphia. It looks good in the beginning of the season. Then they start to have problems. But in the end, they are playing competitive, and it's been pretty interesting to watch. They just beat Jacksonville 25-16 this past weekend. So here's the key, folks, if you're listening to Jason and I. If you build it, will they come? Minnesota dumped a ton of do-re-mi into a new stadium. Are people coming out?
Yeah, I think turnout has been pretty good. I'm not. I haven't been to the new stadium myself here, but granted, also they're going to be hosting the Super Bowl next year, right?
Right.
Right. So, I don't know. It looks pretty fancy. I drive by it frequently, actually. But I do have a buddy who went to the first concert there, and he said it was pretty, you know, immaculate, I guess. You would hope the best, you know, for the organization with that money that did go into it, some of that, you know, coming from the taxpayers in Minnesota. So, stadium's great. I mean, as far as we're concerned with the Vikings, we, you know, want them to do the best that they can. We hope for the best.
Typical fan. We hope for the best. We want them to do well. Well, the new facility is awesome. The fans pumped money into it. And, of course, you want to put a winning product out there. That's how you get people to be happy about paying for it. And we'll see. We'll see what happens in the off season as well for the Vikings. First things first, do they get into the playoffs? And there's a lot of teams, Jason, that are sitting there in that same position where they're the coulda, woulda, shoulda team. If they hadn't lost this game or that game, it would have been a lot easier. But they're not completely out of it. And this week in the NFL should be, you know, week 15 in the NFL should be pretty interesting, I would think, because now we're getting down to a handful of games. I mean, you only have 17 weeks, and then you're into wild card weekend. So if Minnesota's going to do it, they've got 3 games left, and we'll see how they do in these 3 games, just like all these other teams that we're talking about. What they have left and what they have to do is win, 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 because the losses, they don't have that room to throw in a loss, not that anyone does. But they're playing the Colts. They're hosting the Colts, and the Colts are coming off of yet another loss. They have a terrible offensive line. The Vikings and the Colts are one of those early Sunday games, so that'll be interesting to see, Jason, what happens the rest of the way in these last 3 games.
Right, yeah, and especially the game you're mentioning here, of course, you know, the Vikings defense is, I'm going to say it's the best in the NFL, but I think the stats can pretty much back that. But yeah, that'll be interesting. Besides the case, the whole NFC, we also have the Buccaneers and the Falcons, who are both sitting at 8 wins at this point. So, yeah, when it comes to that wild card battle, it's up to, yeah, every team's really, well, not every team, but I mean, those ones at the top are really working all want it in these last three games, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thanks, Jason. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And the game that I mentioned that he's cheering for the Vikings, who knows, maybe that's the game of the week. The computer randomly picks it. You've got some better games that you could certainly could be looked at, which would include, well, now the Rams, they got rid of Jeff Fisher. They signed him to a deal, lucky him. Then they cut him. They fired him because they're so horrific. 4-9, Jared Goff looked like a lost puppy in this last game. So that was it. That was enough. They pulled the ripcord on him. Makes sense. If it's not that game, I think one of the more interesting games might be the Chiefs and the Titans. The Chiefs are being overlooked all over the place, which I don't understand. They're 10-3. The Lions and the Giants is certainly another good game, I would say. The Sunday night game is the Buccaneers and the Cowboys, and that's not bad because it's at Cowboys Stadium, and the Buccaneers have a little bit of momentum. They're 8-5, and they'd like to stay in this thing and really jump up and grab a wild card spot, or who knows better, depending on the last three games in the season. But if you look at the standings, you know that's the problem in some of these more precarious areas. But if you look at Tampa Bay, they're right there, neck and neck, with Atlanta. So that's pretty interesting division, the NFC South. We're going to talk about some odds and ends. And in odds and ends this time around, the what I call the headlines across the nation, I think it's pretty interesting as you move from the L.A. Times, the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, and, of course, the Chicago Tribune, a chunk of it's dedicated to weather. And, you know, they always have weather to deal with in Chicago. But the snow was so bad that so many flights were canceled. 1,400 flights were canceled. A lot of those flights were going into O'Hare. So pretty frustrating, I think, couple of days for some people who just either they were going through there, had business there, or, you know, perhaps they were from Chicago and trying to get out of Chicago. Either way, yes, it happens every single year, and yes, people complain about it, right? And that's what happens. And speaking of complaining, I saw a wide open poll that simply asked, this was McClatchy, out of D.C., is Obama a great president or the worst ever? David Lightman did a story on it, and he said, America's first vote on President Obama's place in history teeters on the edge of some find him great, plenty think he's the worst. So as he's getting ready to hit the exit, the same number of Americans put him at the top as put him at the bottom. How about that? So that means polarizing. 16% say he'll be remembered as one of the best. 17% call him the worst. Then there's people in the middle, 24% above average. Ugh, who wants to be above average? That means just. So, as my friend Jill Scheffelbein would say, Obama's current job approval numbers are near an all-time high, but that doesn't translate into a great spot in history. So, what will he be remembered for? Debt. Well, debt. $20 trillion. You know, nearly $20 trillion in debt, certainly. Historically, if you look at it, though, you know, his approval rating's high at one point, like other presidents, and then dipping at another point. I don't know. What do you say? Is Obama a great president or the worst ever? 855-266-5283. This is like feeding raw meat to the lions, isn't it? Remember, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Everyone's welcome. 855-266-5283. See ya in a few.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it.
You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney wishing everybody a very merry, merry, happy, happy, whatever it is you celebrate. Gosh, I hope you get a chance to put your feet up, relax, not think about anything, but just taking a breath. Whew, it's hard to find times to breathe in this world, isn't it? It is. I don't know if it's technology, which I don't despise. There's awesome things about technology. But boy, oh boy, it does feel that way to me. I just had this discussion with somebody today where I was telling them that when I would be with some friends, we would put phones in the middle of the table and say the first person that grabs their phone, unless it's an emergency situation, they got to pay for everybody's meal. And do you know that every single time somebody couldn't help themselves, they reached in, forgot, and grabbed the phone. So they couldn't even go through a half an hour or an hour of not looking at their phone. And granted, we're walking around with computers in our hands. I get that. But whew, my goodness, if you can take 5 minutes to take a breath, oh, do it. That is my wish for all of you as we head into 2017. Gear up for a really interesting year, my friends. Everett
is listening to us in the great state of Washington. Hey, Everett.
So, did you have to pay for lunch?
No, smarty, I did not have to pay for lunch. You know what I do now? I really do this. Although I have missed calls, but then I just, if my pal Everett is sitting next to me and we're at Jimmy John's and I can't have a conversation, then there's something wrong with that. If I can't even have 20 minutes to myself, but a lot of my friends have had to do that. They just forget. They're so used to having that in their hand and looking down. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. Anyways, Obama stinks.
That's your vote. You're on the other side.
Yeah.
Obama stinks. Yeah, I mean, because here's the thing. If you're just even being objective, what are the highlights of the administration? We're seeing the after effects now of Obamacare. It's so crippling to so many people and their health insurance.
Well, what he got in there, it wasn't really exactly rosy how Bush left him anyways, but, you know,
no.
What can you do?
No, nope. Move on.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyways, how about Fisher getting fired? And I see Dickerson's going to come back to the sidelines now.
Yeah, so now there's no problem with that. He didn't do himself any favors by one of the best players that they had that was trying to get people interested in and excited about the Rams, infuriating him. But they were so bad. It was time for Jeff Fisher to go, and I think that was a smart move on their part. And it is funny that there's going to be no problem with him on the sidelines now. I mean, they had no choice.
Yeah.
They're rock bottom. They had to boot him. They just had to boot him. I mean, they got to do something, because when you're pumping that much money into a stadium, Stan Kroenke, all that money, and voters are going to be asked to cough up the coin somehow a little bit for this, you got to put a little better product than that out there.
I'm not worried about my Las Vegas Raiders. They'll blend in just fine.
The Vegas Raiders. I hope they go to Vegas, because there's a big movement to block them from going to Vegas. But I think it'd be great they'd fill the stands. There's no question about that anyway. Even if people from Oakland would come down for some games, it's not that bloody far. But I think they'd get all kinds of new fans. I think it's smart. It's very smart for the Sun, for Davis. It's very smart for Davis off the tree to Al Davis's son to say that he wants to be in Vegas, because they really want it too.
Oh yeah, and with Trump getting Mad Dog in there and Linda McMahon, the only one thing I can say about that is, can you smell it? What Trump is cooking.
I love it, Everett. Thanks. I agree with the choice, especially I think Linda McMahon is going to be really, really strong. There's no question about it. And I do like the curveball of Mad Dog. I do. But when you look at her background, too, that's why I said I wasn't crazy about Rex Tillerson. I'll have an open mind, and let's play the game and see what happens. But some of the other choices I think are really interesting and could be really strong and surprising to people who are doubting. And she's one of them. I would say she's one of them that would. I'm pretty, and I've had her on the show. Listen, but it's not about her being on this show. It's about having more of a conversation with her. It's about looking at her business background. It's about looking at what she's done to try to help women in business, try to help other small businesses, not just women. And the background of, listen, the McMahons were strugglers. He was cracking rocks, anything to support the family. And yes, they are sitting on a fortune. They also give a fortune away, but they did not have a ton of money. That's that story, rags to riches. That's what that story is. All right, so let's take you through some of the headlines. If we went to the New York Post, here's what you'd see. Trump's kids plan to drop Secret Service as soon as possible. They don't like the Secret Service following them around. That was one of the top headlines. Then Trump may finally have found a celeb performer for the inauguration. So who is the celeb performer that Trump found? It's Andre Bocelli, who has been approached by the president to perform. And the famous Italian tenor, who's performing at Madison Square Garden this week, is going to meet with Trump. So, and he's got a relationship. The two of them are friendly. So looks like he may, if his schedule is open, may be the person who performs at the, like I said, inauguration. So if you picked up the Post, that's what you would see. Different story if you went to the New York Times. You know, the New York Times, they say Trump to name Exxon Mobil chief to lead the State Department, Rex Tillerson. We've already talked about that. Flawed choices for the State Department. There's an opinion piece on that. Then above the fold, as they say, meaning the top stories, leaders in Congress back the Russian inquiry, defying Trump. Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, say they support congressional investigations of possible Russian cyber attacks to influence the election. And then there were kind of just like oddball stories, and, you know, it included the Justice Breyer, again, making a case against the death penalty. He's talked about that before. Then there's the sad story of the Oakland fire. They had diagrams and photographs of the inside of the building and some of the factors that made the fire so deadly, the warehouse fire. You know, you're a kid and your buddy says, oh, let's go to the ghost ship. I got to tell you, if this happened when I was a kid and they said, meaning I'm 17, whatever, and my pals are going to a place like this, I'm there. I bet you I would have gone there for sure. They were just going to listen to music, and they were. They were listening to electronic music until the worst thing happened. A fire started, and you had a wall of smoke, and then you had makeshift staircases. So this not good. That's got to be one of the worst structural fires in the United States, they say, in over a decade. Survivors said that there was all of a sudden massive smoke and heat, and it was bad. I mean, right away. So the crowd was there. The crowd was there to listen to the music, and they didn't have much of a way to get out. You know, they did have a back staircase, but it would have put people pretty far away from an exit. So, I mean, unfortunately, people just couldn't get out. The path to the front door, there were three pianos there. There were like, it was like a obstacle course. And it's kind of a good lesson, no matter where you are. My father, who used to be a fireman, says, check the surroundings in case the worst, the unthinkable happens. You know an exit, you know how to get out. But I can't blame those kids for that. It was like an obstacle course. I think it would have been tough for absolutely anyone. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.